Welcome to the Scripture Readings for Holy Week, a day-by-day walk with Jesus. All Saints Associate Pastor Father Eric Amott provides the reading for the series.
Palm Sunday. Jesus enters Jerusalem on a donkey, just like King David did those many years before. The people recognize the connection, and so they hail Jesus as King. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away, and found a colt tied at the door out in the open street, and they untied it. And those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming! Hosanna in the highest!" And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked round at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Tomorrow, Jesus demonstrates his power as he returns to the temple and his authority as he cleanses the temple.
Thank you for joining us for the day-by-day walk with Jesus through the Scriptures of Holy Week. The scripture citations are from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, Catholic Edition, copyright 1965 and 1966, by the Division of Christian Education of the National Council of Churches of Christ. The audio presentation is copyright 2024 by All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville.